and it is only by turning off at time the media-generated euphoria that we can gain the peace of mind to be sane.
And as social rules limit our creative horizons, we may either build inward or underground.
And as everybody else is under the social yoke, the world as such is populated by those under social recovery. And corruption begins when the care for our look replaces the care for our nature. And while any construct emerging from nature requires attentive observation, any artificial complexity can be disregarded with a quick judgment. And if our creations are the result of our own spiritual framework, their decadence is not to be feared. And to establish a true empathy with the Creator, the effort in the end should be more evident than the actual work. And this lens kissed by the sun requires an iron fist to regulate the lighting of technology. And even though the most important places are taken, soon the sun will shine on top of another mountain and a new run will have to begin. And our task becomes even greater if we have to fertilize most sterile soil. And the problem is not the lack of life in society. The problem is that life is sectorized and therefore cannot generate a new. And in the hope of a spiritual uprising, we cannot but deliver our creation to a machine that can only deal with its own mechanical components. And by speculating with what is worldly, we'll come to speculate with our nature and we'll never find stability with our soul. As we cannot compete with the technological reproduction in space, we are left with the technological reproduction of time. And we may walk all the road we have imagined to walk, or more or less. Nonetheless, the experience will be unimaginable. And unless we craft our own framework and adhere to it, we will be always dictated by the framework projected on us. And the same resources used to generate a tiny richness on the surface may generate an immense richness spiritually. And the new means of communication have come to replace also the way we communicate to our very inner self. And in an age of increasingly accurate technological reproduction, the effort behind the process is the only thing left to be judged. And the social homogeneousness enforced by a society guarantees its ignorance by limiting its maturation. And the most difficult thing is to content ourselves with little, and only then life will be the easiest. And the seed we throw in the middle of the wilderness will have more chances to disseminate compared to the seed we throw in the land of the cultivated human. and any intellectual challenge needs to be accompanied, if not anticipated, by a physical challenge of equal or superior in intensity. And by devising a mechanism, the natural energy that society outsources for its own interest can be deployed back to herself. And extremes only lead to other extremes if they go against the pre-existing nature and not when they facilitate nature. And when the effort to reach something is no longer needed, this something can no longer be enjoyed. And how beautiful the nurturing of our own nature, and how horrific the adoption of alien beasts. And in the river, dividing the institutionalized dogma is the place we can finally resort. And while the majority uses new media to enforce their social status, only a tiny minority uses to investigate the meaning of life. And the moving river has a dynamic flow that any lake stagnates. And if a long-lasting authoritarian state would deliver a subtle cruelty, democracy would switch on and off a tremendous cruelty. And as we rise in our lives, we should already set the criteria to orchestrate it. And although they could be easily replaced with our imagination, the things we strive for are never the ones in our reach. And while electronic media requires prompt results, naturally we ought to be patient. And as we are still in the vigor of our years, let's postpone a more reflective mode to an elder age. And when everything is settled and ordered, an unimaginable wave of disorder prevails. And while personal conventions may direct us into a new life, social conventions completely stagnate it. And the commitment to an imaginative world is needed to overcome the redundancy of the social world. And when the base is too solidified, the surface cannot be creatively worked on. And only devising our own ritual strain from the social mechanism, we can get the juice of life. And what we have sacrificed in our lives becomes most precious and delicious. And the places we pass in our life becomes the custodies of our feelings. And we can keep playing by ourselves, but the people and the reality around them will get inevitably more serious. And if it wasn't for people's personal and national pride, so little would be needed to make everyone happy. And by giving out our entire sensibility, we will inevitably die, but our soul will keep living in someone else's. And like ghosts, our dear ones return to the now empty room of our heart. And anonymity may be the only way to avoid the public rage for mediated persona. And whether it is an authority or a climate, or better, self-discipline, any human being requires a form of dictatorship. And in case of oppression, we ought to stay calm and grow our spirit through and above it. And passions will always hit everyone, but self-discipline will always provide a way to chill them. And throughout our nomadic existence, we will take a bite of everything genuine the foreign natures have to offer. And we may carve our existence in rock to be eternal, but we ought to do it ourselves without any aid. And the poetic beauty of a place is mostly picked up by those travelers willing not to settle. And we shall hurry with no hesitation to the golden sun dripping through the autumn leaves. And although the social circumstances will take us away, the places our nature conquest will be forever ours. And the first thing we must learn is to keep up with our intuition without paying any credits to the social credits. And beyond what is good and evil, man in a state of misery thinks about his own personal heritage. And in our weakness, we abandon our place of nurture and come back to it with extraordinary power. And as machines advance into our nature, the latter becomes the host of unthinkable brutalities.